there's some imaging mechanisms that are coming up that use injectable compounds that will readily cross into the brain and bind to amyloid plaques, and that we can see this on typically PET scanning, which will give you an image of the brain, and basically different colors show you how much amyloid is in that part of the brain. So these are looking really promising, and it's still in very late stage clinical trials for this. They call it the PIB compound. So this is very late stage clinical trials, but should be coming into the clinic, I believe, reasonably soon. It is safe. The biggest question is reproducibility. So if you do the same patient over many different times, do you see the same levels of amyloid? But I think that's going to have to be used in conjunction with the battery of memory tests. And really, a true diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease is only made at autopsy, where we see the amyloid plaques, the tangles, and the neurodegeneration, the neuron loss.